The mic was not on, sorry. You are listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Welcome back to another week of Cualquier Música. So for today's theme, I was thinking of doing something about being in your 20s, specifically mes 20 ans. There's a song by a French singer, Charles Aznavour, called Hier Encore, and there's a line in the song where he talks about being 20 years old and kind of his reflection on that. Thank you. I'm going to pull up these songs. These are all songs that are a bit nostalgic, that are about growing up. I am a senior, and I'm actually graduating in 5-6 weeks. So definitely kind of a transitional point in my life where feels like adulthood is around the corner, if not already here. Just give me a moment. I'm going to pull up Spotify, and then we can get started. It's quite cloudy at the moment. We had a lovely week. It was 60 degrees. The sun was out. Now it is cloudy again, but that's all right because spring break for Tufts students starts tomorrow. And for me, it starts today because I finished my last class. All right. Okay, so the first song that we are going to play today is... Yeah, Encore by Charles Aznavour. Okay, I hope you enjoy. Is this aux? I don't know which aux this is. We'll find out.
Hier encore, j'avais 20 ans, je caressais le temps et jouais de la vie comme on joue de l'amour, et je vivais la nuit sans compter sur mes jours qui fuyaient dans le temps. J'ai fait tant de projets qui sont restés en l'air, j'ai fondé tant d'espoirs qui se sont envolés, que je reste perdu ne sachant où aller, les yeux cherchant le ciel mais le cœur mis en terre. Hier encore, j'avais 20 ans, je gaspillais le temps en croyant l'arrêter, et pour le retenir, même le devancer, je n'ai fait que courir et me suis essoufflé. Ignorant le passé, conjuguant au futur, je précédais de moi toute conversation et donnais mon avis que je voulais le bon, pour critiquer le monde avec désinvolture. Hier encore, j'avais 20 ans, mais j'ai perdu mon temps à faire des folies qui ne me laissent au fond rien de vraiment précis que quelques rides au front et la peur de l'ennui. Car mes amours sont mortes avant que d'exister, mes amis sont partis et ne reviendront pas. Par ma faute, j'ai fait le vide autour de moi et j'ai gâché ma vie et mes jeunes années. Du meilleur et du pire, en jetant le meilleur, j'ai figé mes sourires et j'ai glacé mes pleurs. Où sont-ils à présent? À présent, mes 20 ans.
All right, that was Hier Encore by Charles Aznavour, a wonderful singer. Next up, we have a song that has been on repeat for the last week. It is called The Sofa by Wolf Alice. So I've heard of Wolf Alice, but I wasn't too familiar with their music. They performed at the Brits a few weeks ago, and I saw their performance in the front woman. I think her name is Ellie. She was just fantastic. And yeah, this song is just a really beautiful song. It's not the type of song sonically that I would normally listen to, but I don't know. To me, it does feel like a song about growing up, and a song about womanhood, just about figuring out who you want to be. And also just, I think it's universal no matter at what point in your life you are, but kind of struggling with, on the one hand, the desire to do a bunch of things with your life, and on the other hand, sometimes just wanting to sit on the sofa and do nothing. And also not to be one thing. That's kind of the lyric she always comes back to. She doesn't want to be one thing. And yeah, especially as women, as young women, there is a lot of societal pressure to be put into a box, you know, to be the intellectual beauty queen, or to be the wild thing and go against it. But this song is a reminder that you can be both. Anyways, I hope you enjoy this lovely song. I showed it to one of my best friends, Rachel, and she said that amongst her week of food poisoning, she listened to this song nonstop. So who knows, maybe you will too.
Hope I can accept the wild thing in me. Hope nobody comes to tame her. She can be free. Sick of second guessing my behavior and what I want to be. Just let me lie here on the sofa and put the beep bones on TV. I'll be fine, I'll be okay. I feel kinda lucky right now, and I'm not ashamed to say I can be happy, I can be sad, I can be a bitch when I'm. she can be free.
That was The Sofa by Wolf Alice. I really recommend listening to, not listening to, actually watching the music video on YouTube. It's an excellent music video. Yeah. Anyways, next up we have a song called Obvious by Wet Leg. And this is a single that was recently released as part of the World War Child Records' second album, Help 2. And I think I talked about this on a previous episode, but I just wanted to bring some attention to War Child and this particular album. So War Child has an incredible heritage of working with artists in the music industry to release impactful records. In 1995, they released the Help album, which brought together artists of the likes of Oasis, Blur, Portishead, and Radiohead. And it was, you know, hailed as one of the greatest charity albums of all time. And so now, in light of, unfortunately, the war that we still see waged today across the world, whether in Sudan, in Gaza, in Yemen, it's kind of a second edition. And so I wanted to give attention to this wonderful album. There's songs from Wet Leg. I think Damon Albarn is back on it. Fontaine's DC is on it. Whatever you pronounce her name as, she's on there. Olivia Rodrigo's on there. So you should definitely stream it, as it's for a wonderful cause. So I'm actually going to play Obvious, and then right after that I'll cue another song from their first album by Radiohead called Lucky, which I discovered through listening to this album, and I think it's a wonderful song. Okay, this is Obvious by Wet Leg.
I'm old, I'm young, I burned my tongue, but isn't that obvious? It's all so obvious. You try to try, you're out of time, but isn't that obvious? So obvious. I'm holding this all wrong between my finger and my thumb, but I don't mind. I just want to get high. Yeah, I cut through life with the back of the knife. Cut through life with the back of the
just a simple, sweet song by Wet Leg, who I adore. I think they're a genius. They're so versatile. And I'm really excited just to hear the new music they put out and how they progress as a band. All right, next we have Lucky by Radiohead. I love Radiohead. There is no band like Radiohead. Yeah, that was a song about love. I didn't really get a chance to delve too much in the lyrics, but it reminded me a bit of a movie that I watched yesterday called Weekend by Andrew Haig. You may know him as the director of All of Us Strangers with Paul Mescal and Andrew Scott. It's a really, really beautiful film. Kind of about a one-night stand / encounter about these two guys from Nottingham. And it made me think a lot about kind of the transitional nature of romantic encounters, especially in our 20s. I feel like there's a lot of movement and a lot of transition, and you kind of meet people in this in-between, whether it's geographically, temporally, but yeah, kind of the way, not to spoil anything, but the way the movie ended was just a reminder that everything in life is finite, and it doesn't make it any less important. You know, all things come to an end at one point or another, but it's important to appreciate both the good and bad in life, because that's what it is to be alive. It's to feel all sorts of emotions, even though, at least personally, sometimes I would always like to be happy. That's not the case, and it's important to remind that, you know, the sorrow that you feel is a reminder that your life is actually, I'm looking outside the window frame in the radio room right now. There's something that's written on the wall that says, "Let all things happen to you, beauty and terror, just keep going, no feeling is final. And I think that captures what I'm talking about, kind of connecting back to the theme today about being in your 20s and growing up. I personally have felt a lot of pressure growing up in terms of making the most of my youth. I feel like it's something that is glamorized a lot in the media about, you know, college, for instance, being the best years of your life, and youth being the peak of your life and everything kind of going downhill from there. And I wouldn't like that to be the case. And I think sometimes we tend to fall victim to these high expectations that we set for ourselves, because at the end of the day, you know, every phase of your life, whether it's youth or adulthood or seniority, there's always going to be challenges and beautiful moments as well. And so it's important to brace both and just remind yourself that even on the bad days, you know, it's worth something, and it's a reminder that you're alive. Anyways, I'll stop yapping and play this next song, which is a very nostalgic song called Older by Parcels, which to me feels like a big reflection. It's kind of a coming age song about growing up, coming to terms with who you were and who you want to be. Enjoy.
Showing you never will cover what you own, honey, you own well. Holding it out will be tougher, and I know, honey, I know well. The thought is fulfilling a label, and talking, honey, talking, no. It's fake though, I know that you're able to see it, honey, I see you well. Closure, you're holding on tight when your life is on hold. Leave
I don't wanna leave you alone.
That was Older by Parcels. Next up, we have a song that I've certainly played before. It's called 2 Weeks. I think this song might be part of the soundtrack of How I Met Your Mother, which is a show that my brother and I grew up watching. I probably started watching it when I was like 9, way too young. But anyways, I think because of that, it not only imbued a deep, deep nostalgia within me, but it always kind of reminds me for some reason about like being in your 30s in New York, even though that's not an experience I've ever had. I've had an experience being a teenager and about every other age up until 21 in New York. So anyways, I always think about this song as a reminder of the transitions in our life and reflecting the beauty in the heartbreak.
See love all the days.
2 Weeks by Grizzly Bear. Gotta be one of the all-time greats for me. Yeah. Sorry, I'm realizing the songs this week are quite moody. They're quite sad. But I think that's okay. Quite reflective. Yeah, thinking about growing up and your youth, it's interesting. I think it's always easier to digest things in the retrospect. Good moments or bad, it's easier to make sense of them once they've already happened. And one thing personally I've been trying to do, I feel like I always talk about this, but is being in the present. I feel like I often am trying to see how I feel right now. You know, do I feel happy? Do I feel good? Am I in a good place? Am I where I want to be? But honestly, I think most of the time you can only know those things once it's passed. So you just have to try to immerse yourself in the present and let be what will be. Yeah, I don't know why this episode has become so philosophical, but next up I'm going to be playing some C-Mat, and I've played her before. I love C-Mat. I think she's the coolest. She is an Irish kind of folk pop singer, from Des Moines in Ireland, and I saw her play in Boston. It was an amazing, amazing show. I think she's coming back to Boston this spring, so you should look out for that if you're in the area. I actually have 3 of her songs lined up for today because all of her songs kind of remind me of growing up and being in your 20s, and they're all kind of a reflection on that. I think she's 29 or maybe just coming out of her 20s, so it's natural that all the songs are a reflection of that. This song is called Coronation Street. It is a sad song. And yeah, I think it's a reflection about, you know, being in your early 20s. I think she references being 23 and just not quite being where you want to be, feeling isolated, feeling like everyone is having except for you. And just a desire to come out of that, to come out of, you know, a sort of depression and bad habits and wanting to, she says, Coronation Street. So it's kind of a soap opera from the UK. And she feels like she's just the barmaid on Coronation Street. So she's not the main character. She feels like life is something that happens to her. She doesn't really feel autonomy in her life. And yeah, I think, I don't know, it's not necessarily the most optimistic of songs, but I don't think songs need to be optimistic necessarily. I think sometimes in expressing, you know, the negative and feeling stuck, that can be a catalyst for getting out of it. So yeah, there's a lot of the song that I kind of resonated with, and maybe you will too. In any case, she has some lungs on her. She's an incredible singer, so I hope you enjoy.
Eyes.
That was Coronation Street by C-Mac. Very emotional song, but beautiful. Next up, we have a song by an artist who's blowing up at the moment. It's Livia Dean. This is a song from her first record called Messy. I think it's a very tranquil, breezy, and uplifting song, kind of connecting. I think my dad's texting me. He's worried that this song, that I'm being sad. But what I'm trying to convey here is that it's okay to be sad sometimes. And this song is talking about how sometimes you don't really know what's going on in life, and that's okay. And that there is optimism that comes from that. Okay, this is Messy by Livia Dean.
Shapes you're dying to see. Always kept it tidy. Never really known the right shape to be. It goes if you let it. It's okay to regret it. I'm on. No need to be ready. It's okay if it's messy. I'm on your side. Sometimes I dream of driving in double yellow lightning and hitting 71 down the M25, ignoring that noisy backseat driver.
That was Messi by Olivia Dean, not to be confused with the best footballer of all time, Lionel. Next up, we have a song from a band called London Grammar. It's called Wasting My Young Years. This song makes me want to dance. I listened to it a lot when I was 18. There is a Italian series called Baby, which is kind of about being a teenager and all that comes with it. And for some reason, it reminds me a lot of that period when I was like binging that show. I was in the senior year of high school, and I was reflecting on my young years. Okay, enjoy. That was Wasting My Young Years by London Grammar. Devastating, devastating song. Alright, next up we have a song, another song by CMAT. My dad reported back, Goshte, he liked CMAT. So that's great because we have two more songs from her. And this song is about friendship. And CMAT in the song notices that one of her friends, she talked about it in real life, is a lawyer. And she noticed that her friend was going through a bit of a hard time. And so was she, you know, and so it's reflecting on that, saying, hey girl, I see you, you're not doing great, and that's okay, because I'm here for you. And I would like to dedicate this song to my best friend, Rachel, who's listening all the way from Ghana. Rachel is my first friend ever, basically. We grew up together, we were born 3 days apart, and I feel so grateful that we have gone through all of life together, and that we're gonna embark on our 20s together. She's someone who's always been there for me, who inspires me so much. And yeah, this song's for you, Rachel. I love you.
Cheap cabinet, kissing your teeth like your bad lipstick. Like like the freebie shit in Teen Girl magazines. Remember sending out pictures in hoping they'd print them out. They wouldn't show our faces much like you right now.
Alright, and now we have another song by C-Matt, Running Planning. This was my anthem at the beginning of the year. I think it speaks a lot to overthinking and, I don't know, yeah, envisioning a life for yourself. That's not the life you're in right now. But, as I said before, you shouldn't always be running and planning. You should be in the present. Because the best thing's around the corner, but you gotta appreciate the now.
You're really not a man. You're just a day yet.